The account of the birth of Jesus contains many beautiful elements. And one of the best known is the story of the Magi, or wise men. These mysterious visitors came from the east to worship the newborn king. And they bring their three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, there are many misunderstandings and misconceptions about the Magi. Many assume there were three, but the Bible doesn't say how many there were. Maybe there were 23. Many think they were kings, but the Bible doesn't say that. Some think that their names were Melchizedek, Belshazzar, and Caspar, but the Bible is silent about their names. These names originated 500 years later in the Catholic Church. Many think the Magi visited Jesus on the day he was born, along with the shepherds. But this is not what the Bible says. In Matthew chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1, it says that they came after Jesus was born. And then it says they first went to Jerusalem, and they would have been there several days because they had to secure an appointment with King Herod. And then King Herod had to gather together all the chief priests and scribes to ask where the king would be born. And then Herod was going to have a secret meeting with the Magi. And then the Magi had to go to Bethlehem. And finally, when the Magi arrived, they did not find Jesus in a manger. Look at Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. It's page 905. We read, "And when they had come into the house." Nevertheless, the story of the Magi is still a wonderful story with many precious lessons. And quite rightly, preachers over the years have held up the Magi as an example of what it means to be truly wise at Christmas. After all, they travelled a great distance to see Jesus. Are we willing even to travel to church each Sunday to learn more about Jesus? And they recognised that Jesus was more than just a king, because they worshipped him. Are you willing to bow down to King Jesus as God who became man? And they offered valuable gifts, bought no doubt at great expense. And they were willing to lay these gifts at the feet of Jesus. Are we willing to give things to the Lord? It is therefore not surprising that many sermons about the wise men have ended with these words: "The wise men sought Jesus. Wise men still do." Now, all this is true. Oh, that men and women and boys and girls would take a fraction of the trouble that the Magi took to find out about Jesus. Oh, that men and women and boys and girls would bow down before Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. But this morning I want to show you that the Magi were not as wise as many think. I want to show you from Matthew chapter 2 that there was a higher wisdom at work. Without that higher wisdom, the Magi would never have found Jesus. And this applies to you. Without the higher wisdom of God, you will never find Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. Now, I'm not minimizing the truth that we should follow the example of the wise men. Rather, I want to show you that the truly wise person in this passage is not the wise men. It is God. In fact, the wisdom of these magi failed them. In the end, they had to completely rely on the wisdom of God to find Jesus. It is God who guided the magi to the Lord Jesus. And it is God who will guide you to find the Lord Jesus. Now, the title of this sermon is The Wisdom We Need. And it's going to be in three parts. One, the inadequacy of human wisdom. Two, the necessity of divine wisdom. Three, the result of finding divine wisdom. So here's point one, the inadequacy of human wisdom. Now, for many people, the story of the Magi goes like this. They were stargazers who used their wisdom to recognize that an unusual star that appeared in the sky was announcing the birth of the King of Jews. They then followed the star and it led them to Bethlehem, where they worshipped the newborn king. But the reality is rather different. First, who were these magi? Well, we know very little. The Greek word translated in our English Bible, wise men, is magi. It's actually a word from Iran, and it means a religious scientist. And in English, we get the word magician from magi. These people would have been interested in religion, but also in magic, and also in science. And at the time of Jesus, the word magi had a more sinister meaning. Let us look at the only other time that this word is used in the New Testament. Look at Acts chapter 13 on page 979. Acts 13, page 979. We're going to read verses 6 to 8. Acts 13. Now, when they had gone through the island of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Here the word magi is translated sorcerer in our English Bible. And this man was not just a false teacher, but a man who practiced sorcery or black magic. His power came from evil spirits. In fact, his name is the Arabic word for magician. I think we might think less favorably about the magi if our translation said sorcerers. Now, although there is nothing in Matthew 2 to suggest to us that the Magi from the East practice black magic, they certainly did take an interest in the stars. Look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. They said, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. They saw the special star in the east, which they interpreted as being a star of the newly born King of the Jews. Now, how and why they reached this conclusion, we just don't know. Some have speculated that they had access to some of the Bible that speaks of a star rising out of Jacob. Look at, for instance, Numbers 24 in the Old Testament. Numbers 24 on page 145. Numbers 24, verse 17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel, and abatter the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of tumult. Now, it's possible they had this scripture, but it's just speculation. At the end of the day, we know nothing about the star they saw or how they linked to the star, to the birth of Jesus, or how they should know they should worship him as king. The one fact, though, we do know is this. Their calculations did not tell them where the King of the Jews would be born. They went to the wrong city. They went to Jerusalem. They thought the King of the Jews must be born in the capital, but they were wrong. Their human wisdom was inadequate for them to find the Messiah. It took them close to Jerusalem, but not close enough to Bethlehem. Now, my friends, we can be sure, of course, it was God who caused this special star to appear in the east. But this is important. The star did not even guide them to Jerusalem. It seems at this point the star had disappeared. It only reappeared when they set out for Bethlehem. And here's the lesson. With human wisdom, no one alone will find salvation. No one will find the Lord Jesus Christ. God graciously gave the Magi an amazing sign, a star in the heaven, but it was not enough. They needed more. Now, there is much that you can learn about God from the world around us. There's enough to condemn us for not believing. But human wisdom alone will never save anyone. They needed more, and we need more. We need divine wisdom. And that brings us to our second point. Point two, the necessity of divine wisdom. So the Magi arrive in the wrong place. They arrive in Jerusalem. And what will happen there? We'll look back at Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 1 to 6. Matthew 2, verses 1 to 6. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the days of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. So he said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" What did the Magi need in order to find Jesus. They needed the wisdom of God. In fact, they needed the word of God. They needed to hear the prophecy of Micah. And that is what God graciously gave them. And this is vital. If we are to be saved from our sins, if you are to be saved from your sins, you need to hear the word of God. Romans 10 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." A sign in heaven awakened the Magi's interest. Their calculations and conclusions brought them so far, but it was only when they were exposed to the word of God that they found the Lord Jesus. And this is always God's way. That's why Christians are commanded to go into the world and what? Preach the gospel. Use words. God could have chosen to save people by showing them a special star or a sign in heaven. But instead, in his wisdom, he has chosen that people are saved when they hear the word of God. People are not saved by looking at mountains, the stars, the sea, or the animals. People are not saved by hearing music, seeing dancing, drama, pictures, but by hearing words. Look at Acts chapter 2. It's on page 967. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. It's the day of Pentecost. We read verses 40 and 41. "And with many other words, Peter testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." Friends, there is power in the word. There is power when we quote the word of God to others. Use it. Proclaim it. Give people copies of it. And we see the power of the word of God with the Magi. Who gave the Magi that word from God? From Malachi, from Micah. It was unbelievers. Those chief priests and religious rulers were not faithful gospel preachers, but unfaithful worldly leaders. Yes, on this occasion, by quoting the scriptures, they enabled these heathen magicians to find Christ and salvation. You see, whether a person is saved does not actually depend on the spiritual state of the messenger, thank God. It depends upon God and his word. It is God who awakened these wise men from their heathen religion. It was God who guided them to Jerusalem. It was God who caused them to hear the word of God. It is God who saves, not man. And no one will ever be saved unless God by his Spirit is at work. Look, for instance, at 1 Corinthians 2. It's on page 1013. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Page 1013. "But the natural man does not receive the things of God, for they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So the wise men hear the word, and they respond. They leave Jerusalem and they travel the short distance to Bethlehem. And what happens when they arrive? Well, this brings me to my final point this morning. Point three, the result of finding divine wisdom. What was the result? They were blessed. These men were blessed in three ways. First, they were blessed with divine guidance. Turn back to Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. The star that had started their whole adventure suddenly reappears in the sky as they head towards Bethlehem. We read that it went before them until it stood over the very place where the young child was. Now, don't try to explain this scientifically. It was a miracle. Full stop. God graciously chose to make a star act as their guide. And don't expect God to give you a similar sign. This was a unique and unrepeatable event. The Son of God being born into the world. But my friends, God still guides us today. We're guided by God to meet a Christian who is witness to us. Has that happened to you? We're guided by God to attend a church and hear a message just for you. We're guided by God to read a certain portion of the Bible. There are no accidental meetings, no accidental conversations, and God is still guiding people to hear the message they need to hear, because God is a gracious God. And I can promise you this, that if you, like these magi, seek the Lord Jesus, what will happen? You will find him. The Bible says this, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. And I know there are several here this morning who can testify that they sought the Lord Jesus and they have found him. Second, my friends, they were blessed because they were filled with joy. Look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Can you imagine it? They hadn't seen the star for weeks. Now, as they're on the last leg of their journey, the star reappears. What confirmation! What is a sign of divine love? And they were overjoyed with joy. But what were they overjoyed about? Were they overjoyed because they saw a star? No, no, no. Much more than that. They were overjoyed because they knew they were heading in the right direction. It was a sign from God that they would find what they are seeking. This was a spiritual joy. A joy the world would not understand. But every Christian understands this joy. It is a joy. It's the joy that we know in our heart that God is with us, that God is guiding us, that God loves us. Dear Christian, over the past year, has not God guided you in your life? Then be full of joy and say, thank you, spasiba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Third, they were blessed above all else by being able to meet and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Matthew 2, verse 11. And when they had come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When they arrived, we do not read what they said. We do not read that they told their story. We do not read that they talked about the star and the prophecy. What did they do? What did they do immediately? They fell down and worshipped the newborn king. Before them was a baby that looked like any other baby. But they saw beyond the baby. They knew this baby was not just a man, but was God become man. And here, my friends, is the ultimate result of finding divine wisdom. We believe the incredible. We believe the extraordinary. We believe that Jesus is God who became man. We believe the prophecy of Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Have you found this divine wisdom and divine truth? Have you understood that this baby born 2,000 years ago is God who became man? Have you understood that he's the Prince of Peace who came to make peace between God and us? Is he your Lord and Saviour? Then, like the Magi, fall down and worship the Son of God. Worship him who came into the world to save you from your sins. Amen.